Iran continues its religious crackdown. Believers respond as Sudan's famine bites down, and 20 and 30-somethings shape their vision at a missions conference. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Christians gathered to pray yesterday for the persecuted church, Iran took another step in its religious crackdown. International Christian Concerns Aidan Clay says,
"There is great oppression in Iran for believers. However, history has shown us that external persecution actually causes the church to grow."
Iran's government recently ordered the Assemblies of God Church to shut down its Friday services. Clay describes the main fear.
"The government may no longer put up with these public churches. We're afraid that it may progress further and put an end to all Christian public worship in Iran."
Friday services were presented in Farsi, Iran's native language. Clay says the services have had
great success in bringing in new believers, converting Muslims to Christ, and I think Iran views that as a threat.
You can support ICC through your prayers and keep
praying for the work that we do, praying for the pastors that we are supporting. As you know, they are facing great persecution.
Next, Orphan Sunday, a day set aside to recognize the needs of orphans, was yesterday. However, even though the day has passed, efforts to raise awareness and provide orphans with hope and help continue. Every Child Ministries is working specifically with Uganda's 2.3 million orphans. ECM's John Rouster says,
"We try to work with each child as an individual and no blanket project.
This care includes sharing the hope of Christ.
Except for the children at the home who are given daily devotions, all of our other sponsorship projects, the children are met with a national worker who gives them a Bible lesson and a very warm meal at least once a week, and they're introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ."
While the task seems staggering, each person who sponsors a child makes a difference.
"We have to win them one at a time, you know. We come into the world one at a time, we go out of the world one at a time, and we're one to Jesus Christ one at a time."
Visit our website to get involved. You're listening to Mission Network News. Famine is spreading in Sudan. More than 1 million people are going hungry, and food aid is being hampered by intertribal violence. The Evangelical Free Church of Sudan bought more than 1,000 sacks of corn for distribution to the most vulnerable people in southern Sudan. The head of EV Sudan is working closely with government officials to make sure the most needy get help first. Pray God would be glorified and lives saved, both physically and spiritually. Meanwhile, this past weekend, Wycliffe USA in Florida simulcast the Lead Now conference that was held in Dallas. It was aimed at equipping and mobilizing 20 and 30-somethings to a lifestyle of mission. The simulcast provided an affordable way to make leadership development accessible to staff and to serve churches and ministries in Central Florida. It also drew an audience possibly unfamiliar with Wycliffe into the Wycliffe Mobilization Center. Pray it ignites a passion for evangelism. And Barry Fees of the Jesus Film Project recently shared what's been keeping the ministry busy.
"We're going into areas where very little work has been done in the past, and we are getting more help from more organizations than we've ever worked with before."
Previously, the Jesus Film was only translated into languages with 100,000 speakers or more. Now they've lowered it to 50,000 in hopes of reaching more people groups.
"Our goal is that we could help produce tools that would help the body of Christ in presenting the gospel to as many people groups in the world as we can."
First, teams find a common language that the people groups can speak. The Jesus Film Project then translates their film into that language. V says this cluster effect allows more people to hear God's word.
"Individuals will respond very differently if you communicate with them in the language that they first learned when they were growing up."
Visit us online to learn how you can be involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowships making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love for the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.